With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox has filed a consumer protection lawsuit against the manufacturer of OxyContin.
This company has gone to great lengths to conceal the dangers of their product while misleading and exploiting physicians in a way that creates thousands of addicts dependent on their drug.
The complaint alleges Purdue Pharma engaged in deceptive marketing practices by misrepresenting the risk of addiction, failing to disclose side effects, and claiming long-term use of OxyContin is safe and effective, all that without any evidence, and claiming it was less likely to be abused. Special Olympics Montana has canceled its 2018 state winter games in Whitefish and plans to instead hold regional games that require less travel and allow more athletes to compete. President and CEO Bob Norby says fewer teams had been traveling to the state winter games due to the distance and winter driving conditions. A 21-year-old Billings man has pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide while under the influence of marijuana in an agreement that recommends he be sentenced to 20 years in prison. The Billings Gazette reports Kent Roderick Jensen made the plea today while retaining the right to challenge the law that sets the threshold at which a person is considered to be under the influence. State and county election officials will meet with Secretary of State Corey Stapleton tomorrow to review data from a survey of ballots Stapleton initiated. The Secretary of State has expressed concern about voter misconduct and fraud. County clerks generally don't see a problem. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Back in August, Secretary of State Corey Stapleton expressed worry about potential voter fraud because of more than 360 ballots that appeared to have mismatched signatures. He said this survey helped address that concern.
I did not see coordinated fraud throughout the state, like some of the other states in the country. I don't know that we would be able to answer that yes or no had we not conducted this survey.
County election officials say ballots can end up being flagged for a number of reasons. A voter signature not appearing on a ballot turned in too late, or the signature on the ballot not matching up with the signature on record for that voter. Over the last few months, election officials have been gathering data to explain more about why this happens. Stapleton says he still has some concerns about individuals signing mail-in ballots that don't belong to them. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The University of Montana notified 30 lecturers last week that their contracts will not be renewed and then quickly rescinded those notices. Faculty Union President Paul Haber tells the Missoulian the administration reversed course after learning the union was going to file an unfair labor practice complaint. UM Communications Director Paula Short said lecturers were told Friday that the notice of non-reappointment had been rescinded, quote, until further notice. Cutting 30 lecturers could save the university about $1.8 million a year in the short term. UM is trying to cut staff costs in the face of lower enrollment. The faculty union today requested that any further changes be handled by incoming President Seth Bodnar, who's expected to start work in mid-January. In August, UM notified lecturers that their contracts would end in December, but later reversed that decision. Local environmental organizations are worried about what President Donald Trump's decision on national monuments in Utah means for Montana's public lands. John Todd is the conservation director for the Montana Wilderness Association. He said he was shocked by the news.
We've been saying for a long time that a shot fired at one monument is a shot fired at them all.
Ever since Trump requested a review of national monuments by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke this summer, public lands advocates have been on edge. Half a dozen press releases today from organizations like the Montana Wildlife Federation, Trout Unlimited, and Backcountry Hunters and Anglers decried the decision as devastating, possibly illegal, and setting a dangerous precedent for future conservation. Todd said that months of public outcry about national monuments make this decision especially disappointing.
You know, most Montanans and Americans expect to have their voices heard. And so, you know, I say shocked, not that I was necessarily surprised by the announcement, but it's always surprising when that many Americans' perspectives are completely disregarded.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke praised the announcement on Twitter, writing that Trump's decision gives rural Americans a voice. Tune in tomorrow morning for Montana Morning News with Edward O'Brien. I'm Eric Whitney.